on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight in Ukraine with Anatole Levin. Russia must sell its gas and oil in order to balance or at least make up the deficit in the budget. Who does it sell the oil to? India and China, we're told. But natural gas. The EU has declared that it can't do without it. Therefore, there will be no banning of natural gas in the EU. Germany did, but who is the chief supplier of natural gas to Germany, France, and Belgium? Where do they get it? From Russia. That's right. 3 years of sanctions, and Russia has the income from Europe that is theoretically on the opposite side of the fence. I speak to Michael Bernstein about this later on in the show. Germany is turning away from the Zeitenwende, Olaf Scholz's speech of February 2022. The sharp turn in the road that Germany claimed it was making, supporting Ukraine. 3 years later, must buy natural gas from France and Belgium. The question of relocating the Gazans, can it be done? The question of anti-Semitism in elite universities, can the universities deal with it? Can they rid themselves of the hate speech? The question of the economy, and to 2024, was that the reason Donald Trump was elected? All these questions asked by Peter Berkowitz. As for relocating Gazans, many people say it's a taboo subject and a good idea. Gaza Strip, I've spent the night there, I've broadcast from there, I've visited there over the years. I think I first went there in 2003. Rode in with the army to visit the then Israeli farmers who were on the southern part of the Gaza Strip. I was there to broadcast in 2005 with Aaron Klein and my producer, Lee Mason. We spent the night, overnight, not a few hours of it in any event, in an abandoned farmhouse and broadcast from a field in a jerry-rigged radio connection to New York. At one point, the IDF patrol came by and ran over our cord. We had a cord plugged into, a great distance, a wall for power. Everything rattled, but it came back. At one point, while we were broadcasting, the sprinkler system in the natural bowl started up. We had to slam the doors of the van we were broadcasting out of to keep everything dry. Dawn came and we were done. Remember, 6 hours, 7 hours between New York and Jerusalem. That was a live broadcast. I don't have it. I don't have it to put up. But those were the days. Gaza. It's sand dunes. And the people there, the million or so who live there, they're human shields to Hamas and Muslim brothers who are bloody-minded and doomed. Qatar, we discussed Qatar with Yaakov Lapin. Qatar is an enabler of Hamas and the Muslim Brothers. What is to be done? We also discuss with Malcolm Honlein Hamas's deceivers about the hostages and how they're being passed back, drugged up, so they look good to the cameras. Hideous celebration of death cult. That's what Hamas is, a death cult. Anti-Semitism is freshly a danger in Australia, I learned from Malcolm Honlein, my colleague. Is it terror? Is it local hate speech? No, it had to do with explosives. There'll be more about this story. Malcolm's concerned. And then a conversation about Canada with Conrad Black. Unhinged denunciation of Israel and Canada at the University of Toronto. quite amazing, quite stunning, quite flabbergasting. In 2025, I discussed with Chris Riegel the suggestion that DeepSeek, like a lot of the culture, practices ripping off, IP theft, or shortcuts, justified it on the basis of cutthroat environment. Possibility. It's being looked into by the FBI and others, especially now the suggestion that NVIDIA microchips that have been embargoed from the People's Republic of China because of the depredations it visits upon the earth have been smuggled into China via a source in Singapore. That fresh report. The culture of knockoffs. Peter Husey joins to talk about strategic weapons. That's Pentagon talk for nuclear weapons. Counterforce or countervalue. And here we are again. Vladimir Putin routinely rattled the nuclear saber in the first 2 years of war in Ukraine. Did China learn to do that when and if it moves against Taiwan? That's a question Peter Husey asks, and I don't have an answer. Do we have the weapons to rattle if they rattle theirs? They all need updating. The reason for peace in the Cold War was those nuclear weapons. No adventures by the Soviets, no adventures by anyone went too far. Otherwise, the weapons would have been rattled out. There were a couple of scary incidents, not exploring them here, I'm just mentioning. Deterrence requires the ability and the will to respond. What is to be done? Updating, says Peter Husey. Tariffs are not inflationary, says Veronique de Rougy, despite the claims of the economists around the world who are tisking at President Trump's intention to level the playing field with tariffs. He's talking about Canada and Russia and China to start with. There'll be other caveats, but it's talk for now. And then a fun conversation with Anatoly Zak of the Russian Space Web about the movie, 1968 movie, Ice Station Zebra. We were talking about spy satellites, and we did a historical piece about the new spy satellite Russia has not put up yet, still working, miniaturized, digitalized. The previous spy satellite it put up at the beginning of this century, huge thing, many tons, digitalized, but still ungainly. And then back in the Cold War, what it put up was a satellite that took pictures and dropped the film to Earth. That was the plot of Ice Station Zebra. Anatoly didn't know the story because, of course, he wasn't born yet in 1968. Rock Hudson, Patrick McGoohan, Ernest Borgnine, Jim Brown, the race to the Arctic to recover the film and the Soviet capsule. Very exciting. I recommend it. It's in color. Ice Station Zebra. I've got a poster from eBay. Ice Station Zebra poster. Fabulous. Those Cold War moments. We all thought it was going to happen tonight. Well, at least we were told we thought that. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts. So I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself. At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.